Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Facebook has been given permission to track users online even when they are logged out. Amazon is looking to launch in South Korea and the EU is funding a delivery initiative for small retailers in Europe. A judge in California has ruled that Facebook can legally track user online behavior even when users have logged out of the social media site. The lawsuit came about after unnamed plaintiffs argued that by doing so, the company was violating US federal privacy laws. However, Facebook was told that it could continue keeping a detailed record of people's internet history even when they were no longer logged in as a reasonable expectation of privacy or resulting economic harm or loss could not be proven. One way in which Facebook can track behavior is through third-party Facebook like buttons, which enable a page to be shared without having to copy and paste its URL. The ruling has once again raised the issue of privacy concerns for users of the social media platform. However, as expected, Facebook has released a statement saying that it's pleased with the court's ruling, whilst also addressing concerns by pointing to its opt-out options within its settings, which were launched in 2014 after a similar case. Amazon is looking set to launch in South Korea. The move looks to be going ahead after the company began advertising for jobs in the region. According to its careers page, the company is looking for someone to market its global marketplaces to South Korean sellers in order to help businesses grow around the world, plus many other similar positions. Whilst the company has already set up its Amazon Web Service in the country, the upcoming introduction of its e-commerce marketplace platform will present problems for current local competitors. A new EU-funded initiative has been launched across Europe designed to help small retailers improve their delivery services. Imaginatively named Deliver in Europe, a beta version was launched in 2016, but the final version was announced last week by the Vice President of the European Commission. The service will inform small businesses of all possible delivery methods and providers available to ship sold products across borders within the continent. The scheme will be available on a website that's designed to provide fully transparent and clear information about the logistics market. The Vice President hinted that the launch may be the first of many other initiatives, saying that the EU needed more of them since cross-border e-commerce directly benefits citizens. He also added that the long-term aim was to work together to shape the future of Europe's transport and logistics industry. eMarketer has released its forecast of the future of the shared economy market. Its latest estimates suggest that this year, more than one quarter of internet users in the US will use a shared economy service such as Airbnb or Uber. This is representative of more than 56 million people in the US alone. This number is also expected to continue an impressive rate of growth, with nearly 40% of US online population set to use similar services by 2021. Of all sharing economies in the country, Uber is expected to be the most popular, being used by 20% of the online population this year, with Airbnb coming in second place at 16%. However, trust is an issue and is thought to be limiting the industry's growth rate, with around 30% of Americans not considering such services to be safe. And finally, a Google survey into the popularity of voice search has found that a lack of complexity is limiting the technology's success. The survey questioned 3,000 people online, as well as incorporating video interviews and brain scans to judge user states of mind. It was found that 57% of people would use voice search if it recognized more complex commands and produced more detailed responses. Another aspect of the study also found that 42% of respondents used it daily, an increase on the 25% who used it 4 years ago. Matt Bush from Google UK said that the results demonstrated the potential of voice and search more broadly as a way for brands to authentically communicate with audiences. And that's it for me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.